Project Destiny New Earth, 10th chapter, titled Goodbye Karma. We are going to remember a question that we received yesterday. It's from someone who has a very strong baggage from the past, from other lives. He has seen many healers, and it seems that he has lots of debts with other lives, very dark lives. He is a light being, very beautiful being, but he has that baggage. So his question was, how can someone get rid of that karmic baggage? He wants to be in the new world. He is in that vibration, but he has such a big burden with him that it seems impossible for him. So he's asking for help. And his question is, how can he get rid of that karmic baggage? Greetings. Karma is a mental process that has been with your civilization during eons. The simple fact that someone has asked a question like this gives us lots of joy, because it's not only representing this person asking the question, but also lots of other people who have realized, even unconsciously, of the pressure that he has been under because of this mental conditioning. It's a collective that wants to get out of there, and today we're going to help them with this channeling. Karma doesn't exist as truth. It's a mental process like any other. It has been created with an objective that has served humanity very well, to learn what they wanted to learn, to experience what they wanted to experience. It's something you don't want to take to the new world with you, because in the new earth, it's no longer necessary to carry on with any guilt from one life to the next. Not even from one moment to the next. In the new earth, you will live from your heart. And the heart forgives instantly. It doesn't take, it doesn't create uncomfortable situations towards others or themselves. And you will learn in this new earth to live without karma, to reincarnate for choice, not because you have to. This mental process that you've called karma has helped many, let's call them non-benevolent forces, to keep you busy, incarnation after incarnation, in an unconsciousness state that benefits them. We're not going to go into details unless someone wants to know, but there's a lot of information out there, especially nowadays, about how these forces work, and we don't want to give them more power. We simply say that the reincarnation cycles in which you think you have to pay a karma feeds these non-benevolent forces. It feeds realities that are based in pain, in fear. You come with a karmic baggage from one life to another. You spend a whole life suffering, and you see that it's still not enough. And you continue in the following life, and we tell you this is no longer necessary. You want to wake up from this dream. That's why you are here, listening, asking. To come out of this dream, we invite you to give consciousness to this truth that we are sharing with you today. That karma is just an illusion of the mind that you carry life after life. It's not real. It's no longer necessary. It has finished its mission. And how do we get rid of this karma, you may ask, of this mental process, of these past lives. We invite you to now, as you listen to our words or in any other time that it's more convenient for you, during meditation, in solitude, before going to sleep, before getting up, that you repeat with us these words from the deepest intention of your soul to remove and delete all karma that you have been carrying in these and other incarnations, and that you still think you still have them. It doesn't matter if you are conscious or not about them, if you remember the past lives or not, if you think you have karma or not, if you know you have karma or not, simply if you are now resonating with this message, if you resonate with the idea of deleting your karma from your mind, then do this little exercise with us. Do not give too much importance to what your mind is saying to you. We invite you that this is an intimate moment with you, with yourselves, where you compromise to change your life for the better, towards the new earth, towards joy, towards love, and towards a more fulfilling reality where you no longer need karma or pain to keep learning and growing. Then, from that calmness of your heart, repeat these words. I am a sovereign being. I am free. I am love. From oneness with my soul, with source, I let go all karmic baggage that I have been carrying with me during other lifetimes, during this lifetime, in other bodies, in this body, in other dimensions, in this dimension, in other timelines, in this timeline. And I let go the need to keep accumulating karma as a belief, as a learning tool and evolution. Today I decree that I do no longer need karma to be me, to be one with my soul, to be God on earth, to be love, to wake up, to co-create new earth. Today I decree that I am free of all contracts that I might have done in this or any other lifetimes with the creator beings of that we call karma. I let it go now, forever. And I decide my freedom. I decide to be love. I decide to be me. And that only the decisions of my soul guide from now on my path on this earth. And so it is. Thank you to all of you who have decided to let go this mental process, this baggage that have been taking humanity into the saddest darkness for so long. We invite you to share this tool with your friends, with your clients, with your family, with anyone who can benefit from it. The more people decide to release the karma, to be free, this mental conditioning, the easier will be the journey to the new earth. During your process of letting go this karma, do not hesitate to call me if you need help, support. My name is Isis and I am here at your service. Remember that you are powerful beings, creator beings, that your essence, that your spiritual essence, it's what keep alive the dream, the wish of the new earth, of a place where you can be who you truly are and to live your lives, your dreams, not the realities of others. We love you deeply, and any question will be answered, and each question will be step forward towards that dream, towards that destiny of the new earth. We are co-creating it, deciding what we want to take there and what not. We invite you to keep asking, wondering, and above all, dreaming this new earth.